Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and
hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, we are going to go to your calls now. We will get straight to them. Then I'm going to get into the attack on the First Amendment in this country, not just on talk radio, but on journalism, period. Very scary. And how the public's been trained to accept the national ID card. I want to read some famous globalist quotes where they admit how they're setting up a world government tyranny against us. And some news on chemtrails coming up. I got several people disagree with me. And so we're going to go to Mike in Santa Fe. We're going to go to Joe in Atlanta. We're going to go to Bernie and Colleen. We're going to go to Alan in Cedar Park. John in New York. Don in Pennsylvania. I'm going to get to everybody right now. Let's go ahead. I'm not being fair to those who have been holding a long time because I've got to go to folks that disagree first. Let's go to Bernie, listening out there, I guess, in your Fort Hood. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Doing a syndicated radio show right now, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that, you know, there's a lot of stuff I've been following, you know, in the short time I've been listening to you. I'm from New York. I've been down here for a few months. And I just want to say that, you know, I never hear you talking about, you know, the Israelis. You know, I'm a Jew, man. You know, I know my own people are involved in stuff that's shady. So what do you got to say?
Well, were you listening last hour? I mean, there's evil stuff.
Well, even if I was listening last hour, Alex, does that make a difference? I mean, I've been listening to you long enough to make an assessment. Hey, look, I'm not, you know,
You know what I'm going to do? Hold on just a second, sir. Let me talk because you asked me a question, and then I started trying to answer it. I probably spent 10 minutes in the last hour alone talking about Israeli newspapers admitting that the government stages terror attacks. And so then you call in and you say that I'm giving Israel a free pass. I'm really confused.
No. Don't put words in my mouth like Fox News does. I don't want to hear that. Look, you know as well as I do that there's a Zionist movement going on. They're different from the regular Jews. I know they are because they're not in the best interest of our country. And I know
I just don't
hear you saying enough that, you know what, there has been Zionist activity involved in a lot of these black ops, and we blame it on Al-Qaeda or Al-CIA. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, listen, sir, I appreciate your call. I have to say this, though. About 90% of the Patriot movement is focused on the North American Union, national sovereignty, the Second Amendment, land rights, things that we're having victories on, things that we're having life and death fights on and we're barely winning. And, you know, I try to have a big tent here and cover the big issues and cover things that I can document that are happening. And then I get up here on air, and every day I get emails and phone calls. Hey, man, you're not saying it's a Catholic conspiracy. You know, you're and they'll make up some weird name. I don't even know what it means. I'm not Catholic. I'm not saying it's bad to be Catholic either. I have a lot of Catholic friends. But, I mean, they'll call in and go, you're covering up for the Vatican. They run everything. Or I get calls every day. You're covering up for Israel, and they run everything. Listen, the Pope has called for one world government, a new world order, and Catholic groups have said that's horrible. And I've spoken out against it, and definitely it's pushing the new world order. Israel clearly stages a lot of terror attacks, has clearly been caught and admits they do it, and we're here exposing that, which, by the way, is cutting edge for talk radio, sir. So I expose. I mean, listen, what's the Bible say? It says you're going to have evil in high places. You know, I mean, in the Bible, Caesar's bad and so is Herod. You know, the Roman leader's bad and so is the Jewish leader. I mean, evil's in high places. That's what the philosopher said. Common sense says. And so I'm just here going, hey, they're pushing the North American Union. Let's fight it. Or, hey, governments tend to stage a lot of these terror attacks. Do you think these latest events are government? And I go, they're not very sophisticated. They may not be. You know, and I'll now be accused for, you know, saying that I believe the war on terror is good. No, I don't. So, I mean, really, I don't pull punches. I turned down a lot of opportunities to have a lot bigger national radio show and to be on hundreds and hundreds of, you know, mainline marquee stations. And I never did that because I try to, you know, not compromise. But then I get up here on air, and I really am who I am. I say what I believe. I don't calculate what I'm going to say before I say it. I just do the research and then go on the air. And I don't pull punches. And, no, I don't think Israel runs the whole world. And I don't think all – I mean, some people think Israel's behind everything. And I know those people are wrong because they said a lot of things about me that I know are wrong. And I don't think the Catholic Church is behind everything either. I mean, the corrupt people are behind it. And the leadership of all these major groups, of the big central banks and of the Protestants and of the Catholics and of a lot of the Jewish groups and the Russian leaders, they get together. The communist Chinese, you know, are a lot of them are on the payroll of Rupert Murdoch. And he loves working with command and control. Only got a few people to buy off over there to run his programs that are pro-communist Chinese when aired inside China. And then he acts like a conservative patriot here in the U.S. I mean, it's evil. There was evil oppression in China 5,000 years ago before a Catholic or a Jew ever stepped foot there, before Catholics and Jews even existed. Jews have been around about 3,000 years, and Catholics have been around about 1,800, 1,900 years. And you really can't call it Catholics till the Byzantine Empire, so let's say 1,500 years, or no less. That'd be 600 years. So I don't even know what to say to you here. I mean, I really do study history. I really do go off the facts. And, you know, you say I'm not talking about Israel, and I go, yeah, I am. I just did. You go, oh, don't try to put words in my mouth. Don't try that. I've assessed you. Well, don't you want to have a legitimate debate with me? I mean, listen, all these other talk show hosts in the Patriot Movement basically fail. I mean, compared to me, they're failures. I don't like that. I want to have a lot of people taking action, a lot of people having victories, a lot of people out there saying what I'm saying. But they can never do it because they get into the infighting or they buy into the peer pressure. I mean, you get it immediately. Hey, you better say it's this one group or this other group immediately. And we've tracked that back to a lot of feds who want to make it racial or ethnic or religious, because then they can pigeonhole you and keep you from having a Big Ten approach that's going to defeat the New World Order. Because the New World Order's got a Big Ten approach. They get all the top guys, and they're together, and they all combine their forces and their wealth to further dominate the population and further squeeze us. Very important point, though, that he brought up, because it gave me a chance to talk about this. And I'm up against the clock now. I've taken one call, and I need to keep taking more. Do I have time to jam one more in here? Let's go ahead and take somebody else who disagrees. You're on the air, John from New York. Go ahead.
Yeah. I disagree that aliens aren't controlling the world and basically the New World Order folks.
Well, I forgot that one. There's also thousands of people that are mad because I don't believe that 8-foot reptoid blood drinkers run things. And I'm also criticized. There are websites that believe I'm actually a 5-trillion-year-old Draco. And I'm not a 5-billion-year-old or trillion-year-old Draco. I'm not a Zionist, and I'm not a Catholic coadjutor or something, whatever they call it. Okay? I'm just a guy from Texas fighting the New World Order, and I cover serious – is this a joke phone call? You just called in to say stupid?
No.
Okay? Because I've never seen a flying saucer. I'm not into flying saucers. I cover real serious issues, sir.
If you look at Phil Snyder, though, that guy was talking about all this, aliens, underground bases, and they killed him. So I would understand why you wouldn't talk about it, but, you know, this is what I'm saying. I think that there is something that we don't see that is physical.
You know, I interviewed that fella before he died. People, you know, do die normally. And he was saying he psychically knew where all these bases were. I appreciate your call. Again, this is what these people do. But again, a lot of folks just watch football, punch out, go drink a beer. They just deny anything's going on. There's no corruption. Everything's fine. They won't even believe that, you know, that there's a double set of books in county and city government. Then you got the other people, though, who just constantly sit around fighting with each other in any type of truth movement about whether it's aliens or Jews or Catholics running things. It's evil people, folks, combining their forces together in a new world order. You go cover a globalist meeting like Bilderberg or CFR like I have, there's everybody. There's black people, there's Arabs, there's white guys, there's Jews, there's Russians. It's a mafia. It's a global mafia meeting together who own the private banks that print and issue the money. I'm going to come back, blast through more of your calls, get to all the other news. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 29, 2007, gold 649.50 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 670.65, 330.95 per half, 165.48 per quarter. That's 670.65, 330.95, and 165.48. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
I'm interacting stupid for the studio audience, as I normally do. All right, let's just blast through calls if it's possible for me to do that. That means turtle speed. Accelerate to tortoise speed. Let's go ahead and get to some folks been holding the longest. Let's talk to Mike in Southeast Texas. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Alex, thank you for taking my call, sir. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Y'all getting through the floods okay?
Luckily, I live on high ground, but folks are dying. They still try to cross high water crossings. Not too smart.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Two things. I was just watching the network news, And despite the fact that these two so-called small attacks in London, and they're stepping up security checkpoints all over the United States, Michael Chertoff says he sees no reason to raise the terror alert, which is they're confusing people is what they're trying to do.
Well, they also just train you to put up with anything and everything they do. I mean, I have documents where the feds admit that they are training us how to basically be slaves with these checkpoints at airports, you know, which mean nothing. Bomb experts have said it would take like 6 hours to make a liquid explosive. It would stink. You'd have to do it in private. That there's no such thing as these liquid bombs they're talking about. It's just a new way to train you how to be a slave. Now they have police checkpoints out on the streets that are federally funded, randomly looking for terrorists, but they let illegal aliens go when they catch them, catch and release, and the borders are wide open. It is a fraud. It is a joke.
And I want to give you an instance where the HPD is definitely out of control. Last week, I witnessed this myself. I was near a traffic light, and I saw these two guys pull over for the police. They were African Americans. They didn't resist. And these two thug cops drug them out of the car and bashed their head against the hood. No reason.
Well, they deserve that. I mean, you know, maybe they're with Al-Qaeda. No, Houston cops are legendary. They're probably the worst we've got in Texas.
That's terrible.
And, hey, I mean, they admitted they framed, what, over 4,000 people, and then no one was even prosecuted. I mean, they would just randomly plant drugs on you and randomly have it certified as drugs, and it's just, you know. I mean, look, when a country goes bad, the cops go bad, and there is no doubt that, especially for minorities, because I've seen it, folks. I mean, they treat, well, I mean, there's the famous case of the federal judge who was black, jogging in his own neighborhood, and they run up and tackle him and grab him and beat him up and take him to jail, and turned out, of course, he lived in the neighborhood. Yeah, I feel sorry for black folks in Houston. But it's bad. I mean, I've just asked a cop, I pulled up, what was it? I was down there last year. There was a couple, it was a black cop and two white cops, and it was really bad traffic, and I was on a side street. And I was just stopped as I rolled past them. I said, "Officers, is this the right way?" And they're like, "What? Well, just get a map." See, they're not public servants anymore down there, folks. And they're like that in New York, too. What? Get up against the wall there. You think I did that look like this is the Information Bureau? I was talking to an Austin cop. That happened to a few months ago. The Austin cop was there arresting one of my employees because he had an expired license, and the cop was laughing, going, "Yeah, I'm retiring next month, so I don't care, but the country's gone. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're told we have to arrest him because his driver's license is expired." I go, "But an illegal alien, you wouldn't have to." And he goes, "Yeah, that's right. They don't encourage us to. The judge just lets them go." "Yeah, that's why I'm glad I'm out of here. Yeah, I got a rock band. I was playing up for Intel up in New York. Yeah, I get paid a lot to go play up there with my rock band." And I asked an officer, "Hey, sir, is this the way to the center?" And the cop almost basically assaulted him. I said, "Oh, so you've experienced that?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's wrong, but I'm glad I'm out of here. It doesn't matter. Well, the country's gone." And it was just basically, you know. Now, yeah, I'm arresting your employee. Yeah, it is a two-tier system, yeah. Oh, God, it's gone. We're in trouble. But Al-Qaeda's going to get us. I mean, give me a break, folks. 400 times more likely to die in a car. Averaging the 9/11 attacks in. Without those numbers added, it's just astronomical, the chances of being. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning twice than being killed by Al-Qaeda. Let's take more calls here. Let's go ahead and take a call. I'm trying to look at who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to Joe in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. News flash from Atlanta. The U.S. Social Forum just had their big activist meeting in Atlanta, and there were 9/11 truthers from Los Angeles, from Durham, North Carolina, from Washington, D.C., from Kansas City, Missouri, and we all converged there and pushed a resolution for the Social Forum to support Cindy Sheehan's call for a new independent an international investigation of the
really?
Circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. She's gone public. Michael Moore, and it's a big deal to have Michael Moore last week. One of our cameramen did a great job in New York where wearechange.org.
Yeah.
We
got this whole social forum, activists from all kinds of causes to support this.
Yeah, I understand that part. Tell folks specifically what they said.
Well, it's a fairly long resolution. But
now, again, that's the city of Atlanta.
Do.
I mean, let's be clear about it. What does the resolution say? Who passed it? What happened?
Well, the U.S. Social Forum past this. I can read the whole thing to you.
No. Just tell us who they are, sir, and what it says in a nutshell.
Well, what it is it's an international social forum started in Brazil in, I believe, 2003, that because people in all kinds of countries are not getting a voice in their government or not getting a voice at all, are getting together, and activists are getting together to push, essentially.
Well, that's really exciting. I've heard of the group. Send me some info. My point is, Michael Moore went public and said 9/11 could be an inside job a week and a half ago. Now, to have this mainline liberal start doing that means that the mainline liberal establishment is in trouble. And, folks, once the liberals find out government's behind terror, they're going to find out Bill Clinton was involved in Oklahoma City. And then the whole house of cards comes coming down on this. And it's simple. If we don't expose the fact that there's government-sponsored terror, governments are going to continue to stage terror, and we're going to lose lives and our liberty as a result of these hyped-up hoaxes. When you see big buildings blowing up and turning into powder, and you see NORAD standing down, that's inside job. Now, when you see idiots that can't even get fuel tanks to blow up, driving around like a bunch of morons, that is not an inside job. That is the real deal. Now, it may be somebody provocateuring and funding them and commanding them, and that's generally the case. So, but regardless, government is using these attacks to fearmonger and take liberties. And EU expansion, England being absorbed into the EU, is wildly unpopular, over 90%. It was over 80, now it's over 90%, or against it. Gordon Brown's first act is to try to keep this in place, what Blair did as he left. And so now everybody's rallying around Brown with this primitive, you know, rally around the chief when we get attacked. And now that's all smokescreen, the fact that England is being absorbed. Just like this amnesty deal that failed last week, which Kennedy says he'll be back with next month. Why are they so upset? It's the North American Union. The North American Union ID card is in there, not just for illegal aliens, but for citizens. Then they're going to selectively enforce, and the illegals aren't going to have it. It doesn't build 1 mile of fence. It legalizes aggravated felons, rapists, child molesters. That's in the bill. 5 years of tax amnesty, no income tax for these people. It's in the bill. It's amazing.
I don't like it.
My friends, when we get back, I'll jam in a few more calls. And then I need to get into these globalist quotes about what they plan to do to us, the attack on free speech that's happening, and, yes, chemtrails. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, syndicated on AM and FMs across the country, and on shortwave and the Internet at prisonplanet.com. We'll be right back.
Concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got two segments left. I got a lot of stuff I want to cover in the meantime. You know, Edna Lane Brown have finally gotten national attention all over CNN, Good Morning America, Fox News. So I don't have to introduce you too much. They're folks that are mad that a private banking system controls the IRS and is trying to take their home and property, so they said they're going to fight to the death to defend it. And they had Ron Paul on Fox News this week, and Gabuto was going, what'll run the government? You're against all taxes? And Ron Paul said, how they build the capital I'm here sitting in. This was built hundreds of years ago. We didn't have the income tax until 1913. It wasn't more than 2% until the 1950s. Not one red cent, as Ronald Reagan's report put out, of the income tax goes around the country. It goes all to private banks for interest on the debt. Learn that, folks. Learn it, okay? The reason I brought up the Edna Lane Brown is we got Mike calling from Rhode Island. You're on the air, Mike. What's going on? You're talking about the Browns.
Yes, I am. How's it going today, Alex?
Good. Quickly, sir. Make your point.
Well, I just went up and visited him for the second time a couple of weeks ago, just after the botched Federale raid, when they went in to kill Edna Lane Brown.
Sure.
They seem to be doing, you know, well as can be. The spirits are up. Had a good time, but they spent about five minutes.
But my screen says Christians arrested, so I skipped over a bunch of people to go to you. What happened?
Oh, you didn't hear about that yet? Okay, protesting pastors jailed, signs wider than torsos. St. Petersburg, Florida officials made good on their plan to limit free speech at the city's homosexual festival this weekend by arresting five Christians for carrying signs.
Oh, my God. You know, in Philadelphia, they arrested more than 20 people, charged seven of them with 47 years apiece. It had to go to a court above that for it to get thrown out. And they said protesting is now a felony. They were praying. That was the police said that was illegal and a hate crime. And you're saying now they've done that in St. Petersburg, Florida. And again, folks, even if you're not a Christian, the point is, if we don't have free speech for one group, we have it for nobody. I will definitely check into this. What happened?
And it just said, and they also, they stepped outside the officially designated protest area.
Which, again, the government, we always had this right before, but now they just announce that you don't have this right. It's got to be challenged. This is disgusting. And, hey, New York now is just banning all filming. I've already had cops come up and say you're not allowed to film anywhere in the city. Central Park, anywhere. They just say, no, you're not allowed to. And I go, First Amendment, freedom of the press, I'm going to have to litigate, and they back off. But they arrest American Spectator writers, AP reporters. Now the city just says we're going to issue a regulation out of our bureau saying you can't do it, New York Times. Total bull. Again, this is government engaging in tyrannical behavior. Hillary, Boxer, all of them have gone on TV saying, yes, they want to restrict talk radio and free speech. They've done it before. Then when we resist it, they say it's a conspiracy. It doesn't exist. Just like they said, amnesty didn't exist. See, it's military deception tactics they use of just denying what they're doing. And then, yes, I have other news around the country where they're arresting protesters, you name it. We have to fight this, and we have to litigate this. I'm going to New York on September 11th. I'm going to have my video cameras out wherever I want. And I'm going to tell the cops, listen, I know they tell you and they tell the public you can't be sued personally. I'm going to sue you for civil rights violations. And I'm going up there, and I believe me, I don't want to be arrested. I don't have to spend the money doing it. But I will go up there, and I am going to cover it, and I'll do whatever I want. This is a free country. This is not China or Russia. By the way, I was just talking to my one of my writers, Paul Watson, who went to China for 2 weeks to write reports about the Internet and censorship, and he found out that was all accurate and true. But he said getting in and out of the country was easier than getting into the U.S., and he said that he got less harassment videotaping than he got in England or the U.S. See, I mean, this is not freedom, folks. They're putting cameras all over the place on us, but then telling us we can't have cameras on them because more and more police are getting caught acting like complete psychopaths on tape. Okay, we're not your slaves. We're not your property. Get it through your heads. Let me jam in one more here. Let's talk to Bob in Kentucky. You're on the air, Bob.
I disagree with you. I don't think that there is a new world order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that there is a new world order. I think that you've made this all up, and I think that you are probably part of the folks that are planting bombs in the buildings.
Is this a joke phone call?
No.
So you think I'm Al-Qaeda?
Yes. Well, no. I think that you're very smart and that you are probably one of the folks planting bombs up in the buildings. Because, I mean, you said it was going to happen, and you were right, and it happened, and I don't see any information of anybody else knowing, but you do. So, I mean, how do I know you aren't part of the folks planting bombs up in the buildings? I mean, you're talking about bombs, you know, and I saw bombs coming there. You know, I saw it coming down, and you were probably part of the folks putting bombs in the building.
Now, I, on record, did launch Operation Expose the Government Terrorists, and I said the government would probably attack the World Trade Center in the next few months and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. And they did indeed do that, and I did indeed on radio and TV do that. And I thank the ADL. They even wrote a report about my crazy prediction, and then, of course, it happened. But even, you know, a separate group that isn't friendly towards me even admitted that I had said that. So that is enshrined on record that I did do that. But why would I say stop them, don't carry out the attack on the World Trade Center?
It was just a disinformation ploy, probably. You're very smart, Mr. Jones.
Okay, so why would I and how would I, who can barely balance my checkbook, by the way, how would I carry out the attacks? How would I get the security to let me put bombs in both buildings?
I don't know, but you knew.
Yeah, you don't know. I knew. I knew, sir, because I study this continually, and I know the feds cooked the bomb and trained the drivers that attacked the World Trade Center in 93, New York Times. And I had sources in government and out of government, and I'd done thousands. I mean, I was studying intently at that time, and I also saw preconditioning on the news saying we're going to get hit by terrorists. When we get attacked, we're going to give up all our rights. Okay, and I saw them pre-positioning Bin Laden as the boogeyman, and I saw their preparatory psychological inoculation and preparation. And it would take hours to go through all of that analysis, but it's just unbelievable. There you go, folks. You'll do anything to love the government. Let's go ahead and take another call. Larry in California. Again, I'm skipping past all these other great callers to folks that disagree, because that's our rule. Unlike other mainstream shows that censor you out if you disagree and won't let you on, we encourage that. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That's right, sir. Thank you for accepting my call there, Mr. Jones. And I totally disagree with you by what you say, because you say on the one hand, the police are our enemies, and on the other hand, you say, but there's a lot of good police officers. You know, hey, dude, hey, you can't fool me, dude. You're a great huckster and circus showman. You know, you like, oh, the pending doom, you better buy my products now. You better buy my advertisers' products now, because the world's about ready to collapse. No, sir, I disagree with you. I totally disagree with you.
Okay, I understand. I understand you know how to form a sentence and repeat that over and over
again. America's a great...
Number one, how much have you been drinking?
Hey, sir.
Put him on hold for a minute. I want to go back to him. Okay. The World Banking Regulatory Body, the International Bank of Settlements, type into Google. What was that exact headline this week? Just type World Depression into Google News, and you'll get the London Telegraph, AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal. I may be able to find it during the break and read you the actual headline. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I hope that doesn't happen. If we address who's behind this and who's behind the ballooning of the dollar, lowering its value, the 13.6 per annum inflation we're under, then they may back off. But the International Bank of Settlements just came out. Also, banks are now calling in commercial and home loans, coast to coast and worldwide. There's a massive debt bubble. So when I do get on air and say there's serious financial problems could erupt in the next couple years, even sooner, that's because that is the International Bank of Settlements. I hope that isn't the case. It's just, I wish I had another hour. I mean, I'd have this guy on for like an hour. You just blow my mind. My videos are for free on Google Video. Now, you can buy high-quality DVDs of them at InfoWars.com. I hope you do. Why can the media and the government makes you pay them taxes? I just make films and say, if you'd like to buy them, you can. If not, they're free. So it's also, that's a false idea that I'm not allowed to pay my staff and make money. Okay, I mean, I talk about serious issues, sir. So again, you try to, that's an ad hominem attack. We'll be right back, and I got a bunch of other news I want to cover. It's Catch 22. Stay with us. Well, the
only person talking about... People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438. 803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I got a five-minute chemtrail report from NBC News. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. But they get the government admit, well, we need to spray the atmosphere with aluminum to keep you safe from the rays of the sun that's heating up to stop global warming. And by the way, the sun is heating up to record levels they never before recorded. They've only been recording for 200 years. I don't know if I have time to play this because I promised to read all these famous globalist quotes. I do my show tomorrow, 11 to 2. I think I'll just start the show with a lot of this. It makes my head spin. You know, people say, well, you make up the stuff you talk about. I go off bills, legislation, law reports, industry publications, and mainstream news. But I aggratize all the information that's out there. I mean, I got quotes from David Rockefeller about how he wants to enslave you and your family. These are from books he published. He published a book in 2003 calling for the end of the U.S. I mean, I have the quotes. I own his book. I mean, Trey, you work in my office as a radio producer for the weekday show, and you bring me a lot of the news and stuff. I mean, for people out there, I don't even ask you to believe me. Go check out the claims I'm making. But instead, you just go, no, you're a liar. I believe the government. Trey, you want to comment?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, the first thing someone always asks me when they find out where I work is if I believe everything that they tell me. And I was like, well, of course I do, because, for one, I'm pulling 15% or so of the news articles, and I pull them out of the New York Times, Reuters, Washington Post. I mean, you know, we're not searching through, you know, backwoods snuff news.
I was on a national radio show last year when they handled the illegal alien marches, and I went on air and I said the Dallas Morning News reporter Rob Allen and Co. That ran the presidential campaign of Vicente Fox and Bush's first run staged these, and they went, "You're a conspiracy theorist." And I went, "I got the article right here." I mean, it's just that we know what we're looking for.
I mean, we are not, by any means, we are not digging far to find the stuff.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, how many days do I have, like, 100 articles, and I cover five of them?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is just read the newspaper, because that's all we do where we work. We just read the newspaper.
Well, I mean, here's an example. I mean, around the office, we go, yeah, my cousin's a cop. Yeah, there are a lot of good cops. God, look at this video of this cop beating up an 11-year-old girl for no reason.
Yeah, that explains it.
I mean, that guy goes, well, one hand you say the cops are out of control. The other hand you still say, well, there's still some good cops. Yeah, the system's gone. The government's totally corrupt. But we're saying don't blame each and every individual cop. But you're too drunk or too stupid to understand the difference, buddy. I'm so freaked out, I'm thinking about getting my family out of this country. I love America. I'm freaked out. Look, I got Professor Carl Quigley, the head of the Georgetown Political Science Department. He was the top consultant for the formation of NASA, okay, with Wernher von Braun and Goddard. This guy was Bill Clinton's mentor who he thanked in his first State of the Union. Okay, I own his actual 1,500-page book, Tragedy and Hope, where he bragged about all this. Okay, I got page after page of these quotes. I can't read all these. This is one guy. There are millions of pages of these people. I'm serious. Hundreds of books, hundreds of articles that I've read myself where they say they're going to enslave us and take over.
Well, you know, people want to call in and try to tell us that we're pulling fake news. And the CIA just released the Fannin and Jules documents that document you know, most of the stuff you've talked about from, you know, assassination attempts on Castro. I mean, it's documented material that they've released.
They admit that our government planned to hijack jets and fly them into buildings. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. It's CIA.gov.
Literally admitted on paper, 702 pages.
Look, right here. Here's a quote from Carol Quigley. Okay, this is one of the top globalists, okay? Listen to this. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international Anglophile network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which we may identify as the roundtable groups, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists and any other groups, and frequently does so. I know of its operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 1960s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or most of its aims and have for much of my life been close to many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies. In general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known. Page 950, Tragedy and Hope. He goes on in here to talk about what we already knew, that the British funded Hitler to build him up, to tear up Europe, so they could take over. Now, I already know that. That's mainstream history, but here he is talking about how it's good. No, it's not good. Here's another one. The argument the two parties, now this is for all you liberals and conservatives, they're laughing at you, okay? Page 1247. The argument that the two parties should represent opposite ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrine and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can, quote, throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. This is written back in the 60s. He's saying, we got both parties, you little academics and the rest of you go around and argue about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin all day. Look, George Bush is going to leave office and all those martial law powers are going to be Hillary's. When Clinton left office, George Bush blocked Dan Burton's committee from going after Clinton. It's staged, folks. I've got more quotes here. Listen to this. The powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim. Nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands able to dominate the political systems of each country and the economics of the country as a whole. The system was to be controlled in a feudalist, that means slavery, folks, feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world acting in concert by secret agreements. Arrived at. Just type Carol Quigley into Google. And then don't sit there when you read it off news sites and think it's not true. You get up off your hind end, you go to the Austin Public Library, they got two copies there last time I checked, and you go read it! Don't you sit there and shoot your mouth off at me anymore. I got more quotes. I got hundreds of them. Right here. National Socialism will use its own resolution for establishing a new world order. Adolf Hitler. President George Bush, September 11, 1990, State of the Union Address. Out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge under a United Nations that performs as envisioned by its founders. There's one to quote here from H.G. Wells saying that they're going to kill everybody. I don't have time to read that. We are not going to achieve a new world order without paying for it in blood as well as in words and money. Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., Foreign Affairs, CFR Publication, June-August, Issue 95. Listen to this one. Today, America would be outraged if U.N. troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence, and that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Released minutes of the 1991 Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France. If this were a dictatorship, it would be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. George W. Bush, December 18, 2000, CNN. Here's Ted Turner, an interview for Audubon Magazine. A world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Here's another quote. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overhuman population. That's French news agency Deutsche Presse, August 1988. Here is the book he wrote the foreword to of I Was an Animal, 1986, Robert Clark, LTD. I must confess that I am tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus. Here's one. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. By the way, where's my – I got a Rockefeller quote here from his book, his autobiography written 4 years ago, where he says, my goal is to destroy America. My goal is to bring down the U.S. Okay, I mean, this guy basically owns Chase Manhattan Citibank, okay? I mean, he writes a best-selling book saying he's going to run your life. He's going to run you into the ground. You sit around going, I don't believe – I mean, you just sit there and you love it. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a red-level crisis. Let's just go out in the last minute and a half with the NBC chemtrail piece. You can see it at PresentPlanet.com. You can watch the last 3 minutes at PresentPlanet.com. We're going to end the show with this. Here it is. Great job to the crew. See you back next Sunday. God bless.
The community of the San Bernardino Mountains has a real mystery on its hands. The official explanation here is that jet contrails are causing strange lines in the sky and that it's pollen making people sick on the ground. But others are convinced it is something else, and they ask, is the government experimenting with our weather?
There was a huge dust cloud.
Longtime Cedar Glen resident Gretchen Sherman says she has never seen anything like it.
How thick was it?
Oh, it covered the entire Cedar Glen area.
A cloud of dust, leaving a sticky yellow slime all over her car. It happened again last February, and calls began pouring into the local Alpenhorn newspaper.
And they had a tremendous upsurge of children that were not going to school at that time.
Pharmacist Ed Burroughs says it is the most mysterious illness he's seen in 22 years on the mountain.
A lot of eye infection problems, upper respiratory problems, nosebleeds.
The nearby March Air Force Base say it didn't come from them. Others said it was a pollen cloud. The Department of Health found a yellowish tint on a tissue submitted for testing. But, quote, there was no sign of any biological form, such as cedar pollen, and the test was ruled inconclusive. And it wasn't long before things ballooned into a sky-high mystery. The story is not just here in Crestline in the alleged yellow cloud. People say the government is up there in airplanes spraying all kinds of chemicals to change or manipulate the weather, leaving what you see there, and they call that a chemtrail.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.